Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. The word of God will save your life, my son. Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. The word of God will save your life, my son. Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord to me, "You have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it." Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord to me, "You have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it." Psalm 107:20. He sends forth his word and heals them, and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Psalm 107:20. He sends forth his word and heals them, and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability, over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability, over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. James 1:5. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him. James 1:5. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him. 1 John 5:14 and 15. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and hears us. And if, since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know, with settled and absolute knowledge, that we have granted us as our present possessions the requests made.